from Steely Dan's new album, Everything Must Go, Things I Miss the Most. If you had to be separated from your prized possessions, what would be the things you'd miss the most, Walter?
Well, I've got a guitar or two that I kind of like. I wasn't kidding about the 54 Strat, you know what I mean? And by the way, if anybody happens to have my 54 Strat out there, I'd appreciate returning it. There'd be a small reward, no questions asked.
Donald, what would you miss the most?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I'd grab my wife, because, you know, and she is portable. And then after that, I don't know, I guess, see, the problem with the piano isn't portable, so maybe I'd take, like, a melodica or something, you know, some little keyboard instrument to keep myself occupied.
Could you carry one of my guitars if I mean, since you're not going to take the piano
in the other hand, yeah, okay.
Something like that.
That's a deal.
Maybe your wife could carry one, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing then one of the things you wouldn't rush to save is your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame award. There was a hilarious and sarcastic campaign that you had to be elected into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame online. And then, lo and behold, Steely Dan was inducted. And then I saw you auctioning off at least one of your awards. What were some of the better bids that you had on the awards?
I think my favorite bid was our keyboard player Ted Baker offered to trade it for his Bunsen Prize plaque that we gave him at a concert in the year 2000. I thought about that one pretty seriously, and then I turned him down. Donald, I believe, left his Hall of Fame statuette in the hall overnight on the very night that it was given to him.
That's true. That the on the day after, I was knocking my door, and it was a neighbor who left my Hall of Fame plaque out in the hall by mistake. I guess I had a few things I was carrying, but he returned it to me.
Yeah, that's a real honor code building over there that Donald's in.
So the awards do both reside with both of you still. They did not receive winning bids, is what I'm...
No, they did not. We have them in New York. We had some very generous offers, but in the end, you got to, like, package thing. You got to get the money order from the guy, or, you know, the girl has to fly into town. She's got to see a doctor. It just was too much trouble.
But, you know, I think the fans like to see us get awards, you know, because it ratifies their taste over a long period of years. So there was something nice about getting these awards. I mean, for us too, and no kidding.
That's right. The main reason for even accepting or considering accepting any awards like this for us, aside from the shallow, you know, gratification that it affords us and whatever money we can squeeze out of the thing one way or the other, is for the greater glory of our fans, which is always on our minds.
Are there songs on the new album that were germs of songs that were never completed before, or are all of these post Two Against Nature?
Germs is a good word.
Yeah, we have a lot of songs that, you know, have a kind of a bacterial or infectious quality to them that, in all of the worst possible senses. But I'm thinking that these were all songs that we wrote after Two Against Nature. We had some songs left over, and we even tracked at least one of them and got a good track. But for one reason or another, we picked this particular set, and they were all new ones.
There's a phrase I've heard used for someone who's unemployed. They say that person is on the beach. And the song Blues Beach on Everything Must Go speaks of the early resigned. During the 20 years that Donald Fagen and Walter Becker didn't record together as Steely Dan, did either of you think that your band was eternally kaput?
Well, our band, I guess, actually was on the beach, as you say, as of about 1974, a steady band. And after that, we started using a group of players, both in New York and Los Angeles, that we tried to adapt to their various styles. But I don't think we were on the beach, really. Well, Walter was literally on the beach for part of that in Hawaii.